with a heightened focus on outcomes-based reimbursement, cost containment, regulatory compliance, and increasingly complex business and clinical processes, healthcare providers are starting to embrace the idea of using business intelligence to their advantage. By integrating data previously dispersed in clinical, financial, and operational systems, they can gain faster and more accurate insights to drive the type of informed decision-making that can help ensure the future of their organizations. I'm your host, James Hilliard, and on today's episode of Connection Point, we are speaking with Sean Raymackle. He is Director of U.S. Health Provider Solutions for Microsoft Health and Life Sciences. For 10 years prior to his current role, Sean was the CIO at a multi-hospital healthcare provider in North Carolina, and he is here today to talk about business intelligence solutions for healthcare providers. And Sean, appreciate the time today.
Glad to be here.
So let's just get right at the start here. What is Microsoft's BI solution for healthcare providers?
So, you know, when Microsoft looks at BI software, we really have a full range of software that can, from, you know, the end user all the way to the the corporate business analyst, the chief financial officer. We also work at all levels of the health organization, you know, financial, operational, clinical. All these decisions need to get made, and they really support the overall organizational goals of the company. And then, you know, Microsoft has familiar, intuitive, you know, applications that every employee is used to working with, not just trained specialists. And we help them really with a set of software that can allow them to take actionable information, create reports and dashboards, monitor key performance indicators for, like, your executives. And then also, because our software works well together, they can collaborate with their peers and colleagues and, you know, make good, well-informed decisions. And, you know, when we look at BI, we really kind of look at it from, like, three different perspectives. One is performance management, the ability to monitor and analyze and plan a process, you know, inside a health organization, your dashboards and your scorecards, you know, aligning with departmental and organizational goals. And then we also support automating the process and workflows that go on with those metrics, right, so that we can do a good job with tools that these customers are familiar with. And then the second area is reporting and analysis. I mean, everyone has the need to have a report in their hand, although that's become obviously more digital. So we have software like Microsoft SQL Server Analytic Services and Server Reporting Services that allow probably the higher-end business analysts to create easy reports for their downstream customers, perform analysis. And then we have rich functionality like pivot tables and slicing and dicing inside both Microsoft SQL Server and Office Excel 2010, right? Simple spreadsheets have really powerful BI tools. And then the last piece is just really more for the IT folks and drives really this whole new look at data inside the healthcare business is Microsoft SQL Server itself, really to kind of create an integrated, centrally managed, trusted data source, right? And this is pulling from all of the transactional systems that a healthcare system typically has. So clinical, business systems, all in one place. It's unified, it's rationalized, and it allows them to create new views of data that they haven't been able to get before.
Sean, we mentioned in the intro your years spent as a CIO out in North Carolina for a healthcare provider out there. Did you at that time use any type of BI software in that organization?
We did. We actually used Microsoft SQL Server reporting and analytics. My career spans many, many years. I was actually a programmer at one point and was able to use the out-of-the-box functionality of SQL Server back then to actually write some reports and stuff that I needed to analyze, you know, my business. We actually kept our help desk for the IT group in there and was able to analyze my metrics and get quality improvement, try and drive my reduction in help desk tickets. And we also used it for, you know, nurses to understand what was happening on night shifts, how long was it taking to discharge patients. So there's many different things we used it for in terms of analytics.
Are those some of the same kind of business scenarios that you see are still driving healthcare organizations now to even consider BI? It sounds like you were probably ahead of the curve because of your background, and now more folks that are in those roles are looking at BI now.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, I think, you know, in the day, you know, people would drive and get data. There was always reports that came out of transactional systems, right? So you can get a report about lab, you can get a report about radiology. But this idea of integrating data and pulling all together a complete business view of the process in healthcare is really come on the last 5 years. But I think there's some really significant drivers that are coming out of health reform legislation, something I spent a lot of time with at Microsoft, around outcomes-based reimbursement. For example, the government has changed the way reimbursement will work for healthcare providers, and the need to do performance management to clearly understand how data will drive the business kind of comes along three new areas, and these are all financial risks for our customers. One is around readmission rates. Hospitals with higher than expected readmission rates will now see a decrease in their Medicare payments starting in 2013, and that increases all the way through 2015. So if you have a large Medicare population, you're not doing a job with managing the post-discharge process, you'll be exposed. So understanding what is going on and how you're managing both the pre- and post-discharge process, extremely important. And also, we know that healthcare reforms also changed the way we look at hospital-acquired infections. Those who have high rates of infection will see a reduction in Medicare payments, whether it be sepsis or MRSA or all the other infections that go on inside, you know, community-acquired in a hospital. Those will now have an impact on the hospital profits and losses. And then lastly, there's things that have changed that have been out there before around regulatory audit contractors, the ability for the government to come in and look at billing processes. If you're not managing that process well, and that will expand over time as well, and now it's involved, the health reform changed that to be Medicaid as well. Now, you're looking, roll these all up, you have a pretty big financial exposure if you're not managing the data and understanding your business processes.
Sure, and some good examples there, performance management, and how they can kind of be used there for by these organizations. Let's jump to the idea of getting this technology spread throughout an organization. You said in the last 5 years, more people are looking at BI with interest here in the healthcare field. What are some best practices that people have been doing to kind of push this through and have successful BI implementations?
So I'm going to rely here a little bit on my, you know, my many years as a CIO and lots of friends who are CIOs who've been through these and even some non-healthcare industry work. I actually built data warehouses back in the 90s. So let me give you a few ideas here. One, I think first and foremost, you have to create a culture of accountability for deployment of dashboards and balanced scorecards. People have to keep it up. People understand the importance. If you don't have good metrics and organization, then the accountability falls apart. Obviously, you have to get top management agreement, but really it's got to be top management commitment. The top managers can't just play lip service to this. I think you have to get your stakeholders involved, whether that be clinicians, doctors, nurses, IT. All those folks have to come together, position, you know, the organization for using data for greater gains and understanding their business. You have to incorporate all of your business systems, and that includes your clinical systems, which can be extremely challenging. And then lastly, you know, as a CIO, you've got to motivate the IT team to be behind this, that it's not about the technology, it's about driving the business forward, it's about improving processes.
What type of investments is your team there at Microsoft doing to kind of support those CIOs and advance the idea of business intelligence in healthcare?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, Microsoft kind of looks, you know, we have three kind of things going on here. One is our core strategy is to bring BI capabilities into all of our tools and products that folks use today. And you start to see that more and more. It's in Microsoft Office. It's in our search engines, right? It's in email clients. We're making it pervasive, if you will. So, you know, we don't want customers to have to go out and buy more BI tools. We're just looking to use our existing investments for the BI in Microsoft SharePoint, SQL Server, Office, pull those together. Second is, you know, we have ease of use. People know our products, know how to use it. We try to make BI very simple. We wrap it into everything that we do. Reduces the learning curve to get into business intelligence all the way down to the lower level. And then lastly, we are deploying specific healthcare enterprise business intelligence technologies like Microsoft Amalga Unified Intelligence System, which centralizes digital information, including images, which is really hard to do, brings them into a continually updated repository, and makes it available for analysis and data sharing, and really leads to really great insights into both clinical, financial, and operational performance of the organization.
Sean, appreciate the time today.
Glad to be here.
And of course, big thank you to all of you that tuned in to listen. If you'd like to learn more about business intelligence solutions for healthcare providers and related services, all available from the PC Connection family of companies, you can do a few things. First off, contact your account manager. You can also visit govconnection.com/health. If you'd like to call, the number is 1-800-800-0019. If you'd like to email, connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and this concludes this installment of Connection Point.